mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friend, my friends, big broadcast lined up for you today, the 11th day of January 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Greg Palast, BBC Newsnight reporter, best-selling author, and researcher, will be joining us in the next hour. You do not want to miss that. We'll also have wide-open phones and take your calls early in this first hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Well, Bush is nominating Chertoff, which in Russian does indeed mean the devil. Very fitting. Bush is nominating the devil to have the Homeland Security job. The last guy they tried to get in there had lied about his education. He hadn't even graduated from high school and, well, had a lot of mafia connections and other things. So he bowed out over the shill story of an illegal alien nanny that he hadn't been paying taxes on. And then all the mistresses and the rest of it came out. But the new guy, Chertoff, has been an interesting character for a long, long time. He's the architect of homeschoolers being terrorists, gun owners being terrorists. He's the architect of all these anti-terror drills around the country. And they admit that he is the architect of much of the current policies. It's like Alberto I Love Torture Gonzalez. He's the architect of much of Patriot Act 1 and 2, along with Viet Dinh. He's also the architect of just many other facets of the national ID card, of the open borders policies, of the national, just so much. So it's the same thing with Chertoff, so we'll go over that. Guards say Abu Ghraib abuses went beyond photos. This is from Newsday. Really, it went beyond photos. And again, Bush picks ex-prosecutor for Homeland Post. Bush picks former prosecutor who helped craft early war on terror strategy for Homeland Security. We'll be covering that story. Guantanamo Brits freed are starting to tell their story. And I don't spend enough time on this, but I will spend some time on it today. Mobile phone risk to humans, especially to children. The evidence is overwhelming, but still, I have one. I routinely don't have the little earpiece plugged into it, and I put the microwave device up against my head. It's stupid, and we should all stop doing it. But it's really analogous to everything else in our world. It's just something that has been integrated into our society, and so we just accept it no matter how bad it is for us, like sodium fluoride and aspartame, or in the case of Iraq, depleted uranium. So that's coming up as well. Also, U.S. lost 1.5 million jobs to China over the last few years. This is out of Reuters, but the mainstream media tells us that the economy is just doing great. And in the inauguration, don't be seen with a cross. Crosses are banned because we know that folks in the Hellfire Club don't like to see them. They'll be doing Diablo symbols when they're being sworn in, and Pat Robertson will show it to you and say, look, the sign of Jesus. I'm not joking. They probably will. But inauguration controversy widens. Crosses will be banned from this month's inaugural parade in Washington, D.C. And liberals are being arrested for anti-war signs.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're going to be talking about Lord Bush's second nominee to fill the Homeland Security post, the equivalent of the SS or the position that Heinrich Himmler held for Adolf Hitler. And that's to be Mr. Chertoff, who has been sneaking around for a very long time in the background, helping to set up the draconian police state in America. We'll also talk about 1.5 million jobs lost to China. This is from Reuters. We've got Greg Palast, top BBC News Tonight investigative journalist, joining us in the second hour. And as I said, we're going to have open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to air about a two-minute clip from the History Channel. This is going up on Infowars.com right now as we speak. And they admit what listeners of this broadcast already knew. Did you know that Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers, was actually a British agent and did everything he could to bring down this country? He was a member of the Illuminati at the highest levels. Benjamin Franklin died in England. Benjamin Franklin when they dug into his basement, they found a whole bunch of dead children and dead women. And they'd had their hearts cut out. Now, this has been in the Times of London years ago, and this was well known. He was a member of the Hellfire Club, and they engaged in black masses, conjured the devil himself, according to published writings of some of Benjamin Franklin's friends. Benjamin Franklin was a Benedict Arnold that never got caught. Good old Benjamin Franklin. But it's very interesting to see the History Channel just come right out and admit it. The History Channel just comes right out and admits it. Why are they publishing photos of human sacrifice, mock human sacrifice, from 1915 in major publications like National Geographic? Why has the Grove released a photo of a bound black boy with men standing all around him at the Grove? Why are they flaunting it in our face? Why do they flaunt Schwarzenegger, a Grove minion, in our face? And Morgenthaler Jones, the lady out pushing the Amen for Arnold group, said on this show, oh, her husband is a Bohemian Grove member in training. Why, there's a 20-year waiting list for even the most elite people. Why are they flaunting it all in our face? They think they've got it all sewn up. They're getting control of the voting in this country with their electronic voting machines, their fraud systems. They're building more and more prisons. They're turning up the heat with television, with almost every major police drama, nothing but torture and violating people's rights, and, oh, that's what the good guys do. The emails are starting to pour in about this, by the way. Listeners are starting to pay attention, listeners that still watch television, to just the nightly promotion of torture and secret arrest and I don't need a warrant. The cop busts in the door and beats somebody up, strapping people down in torture chairs. We're being marinated. We're being basted. We're being submersed. We're being inundated. We're being acclimated. We're being rolled on the spit in the fires of evil, being trained to accept all of this. Very, very serious to have History Channel just come out and admit what we already know to be the historical fact. And they go on in the piece. We're not going to air the whole thing. We're airing a small clip just to analyze it. They go on in the piece, make excuses for it, to glorify it, to condition the public that, oh, they're really the good guys. A listener sent me the email with a clip of it, and then I remembered that months ago a listener actually sent me a tape of it, and I popped it in the VCR, watched it, put it back in a stack of tapes I've been sent, and never even did anything with it. Because I'm swimming in stuff like this. We're all swimming in it. We're all becoming conditioned. I mean, now they come out and say, yeah, we are going to put chips in all the children in America. Yeah, we are going to put 30 million people in prison, up from 7 mil. Yeah, we are going to bring us into a world government and get rid of our borders, and every major road's going to be a toll road with a transponder tracking you. And yeah, Prozac does make you increase your chances of committing suicide 1,200 times. So what? We're not going to pull it off the market. We're going to make more people take it. We're going to make you take it. It's just all being flaunted and thrown right in our faces. I don't have a radical radio show. It may sound radical, but it's just covering what's real and what's happening. And it's very, very serious. Look at the neocon spin from Drudge. Bush nominates Clinton nemesis to Homeland. a former federal prosecutor who played a prominent role in the Senate Whitewater investigation, was picked by President Bush to head Homeland Security Chief, the White House said today. Michael Chertoff, a former U.S. attorney in New Jersey, was chief Republican counsel to a Senate committee delving into former President Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton's Arkansas business dealings. Ms. Clinton, now a senator representing New York, will be among those considering Chertoff's nomination. Chertoff headed the Justice Department's criminal division from 2001 to 2003, where he played a central role in the nation's legal response to September 11th developing. Let me tell you something. The whole investigation in Congress was a whitewash. They didn't talk about communist generals in the Commerce Department. They didn't talk about murders. They didn't talk about drug dealers being pardoned. They focused in on sexual issues and small real estate deals, things that were teeny tiny compared to bigger things in the aggregate that were completely compartmentalized and separated from all the big issues of the sellout of this country's industrial high-tech capacities. And why was that? Because if they went after Clinton for any of the real traitorous activities, it was Republicans on the boards and involved in the money-making operations of these traitorous activities. But Chertoff is bad because the left and the right don't like him because this guy has been involved in writing up these memos that look out for Christian conservatives, look out for homeschoolers. He's been involved in writing up the memos saying they can arrest people for anti-war signs. He's been involved in helping write up Patriot Acts with Viet Dinh and others. I mean, Ashcroft didn't really write anything himself. He was just kind of a puppet, but bad enough. But with Alberto Gonzalez and with Chertoff, we're getting actual brains in there. Very, very serious. Bush picks former prosecutor who helped craft early war on terror strategy for Homeland Post. President Bush has chosen Federal Appeals Court Judge Michael Chertoff to be his new Homeland Security Chief, turning to a former federal prosecutor who helped craft the early war on terror strategy, the AP has learned. And it goes on to say that he headed the Justice Department's criminal division, again, as we said, from 01 to 03, where he played a central role in the nation's legal response to September 11th attacks before the president named him appeals court position in New Jersey. Bush was to formally announce Chertoff's election later. The White House, two government officials speaking of addition of anonymity, told AP. Chertoff would replace Ridge at the department's first job, or chief job. Chertoff, who rounds out Bush's second-term cabinet, was actually the president's second pick for the job. Former New York City Police Chief Bernard Kerik withdrew his nominee last month, citing immigration problems with his family housekeeper. No, you said you had a college degree and you didn't even graduate from high school. By the way, I don't think that not graduating from college or high school should bar you from a job. Most of your top CEOs and people didn't even go to college or high school, but I think lying about it should. After failing to disclose the nanny problem during an initial screening, Kerik acknowledged it during a subsequent vetting phase as he filled out a clearance form. The choice of a new Homeland Security chief completes a substantial makeover of the Bush team as the president awaits his swearing in January 20th for a new term. Donald H. Rumsfeld, John Snow, and Norman Mineta have remained as Secretaries of Defense, Treasury, Transportation. Folks, none of this even matters. They're all puppets. He turned to close associate Margaret Spellings and Alberto Gonzalez for positions of Secretary of Education, Attorney General, and chose his first-term National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, to be Secretary of State. Those into Gonzalez being quizzed aggressively, and that's an understatement, they basically worshipped him, about his role in writing of an administrative policy paper interpreting what kinds of interrogations of enemy combatants could be permitted under a 94 law banning torture. All right, we'll come back, take calls at 1-800-259-9231, get into a plethora of other news items, and play this clip about the Illuminati. The Hellfire Club, a Christian organization.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've got articles here where all over the country, license plate scanning cameras, the software that controls them are going in. It's going to be used for taxation, regulation, and, quote, crime prevention. Let's say you got a warrant out for your arrest for not paying tickets. First time you get on the road, you'll be arrested. In the future, you're not a good globalist, of course. They'll be tracking and tracing you with that. All over the country, children are having the thumb scan to get school lunches and scan IDs, training you for the new cashless society. These are the type of articles I've got today, and Greg Palast is coming up. And in the next segment, I'm going to play this Hellfire Club clip from the History Channel. Yeah, Ben Franklin's got some dead kids in his basement, and, you know, he likes Lucifer, but, you know, it's part of freedom, folks. Let's talk to Jack in Texas, then Ian, Chris, and others. Jack, welcome.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Alex Jones. I've done a ton of research into Mr. Chertoff and thought I might share with you some of my findings.
Oh, our new Homeland Security leader.
Yeah, that is probably the plan all along. I believe that Bernie Kerik, the vetting of Bernie Kerik was just to kind of get some of the skeletons out of the closet of Mr. Rudy Giuliani so that he could run for president in 2008. He's, of course, collecting a lot of cash to do that. But Mr. Chertoff, of some of his esteemed awards include the Anti-Defamation League Distinguished Public Service Award in 92. He also was, because of his position, he had Robert Mueller from the FBI answering directly to him, and Michael Chertoff can be connected to the cover-up of the 911 whistleblowers. And now the... Of course, the establishment media says he is Clinton's nemesis, but that can also be looked at as he helped cover up the Whitewater law firm scandal.
I mean, again, this is Jack Blood, Syndicated Talk Show, is calling in. You're absolutely right, Jack, about Chertoff. I mean, it's a laundry list. He's the guy who helped implement a lot of this Christians are terrorists, homeschoolers are terrorists type stuff, and he's gotten awards for doing so.
And, of course, you know, in the Orwellian world, his Department of Justice could be called the Department of Injustice, the Department of Justifying, as this is the fox watching the hen house. Now, how about this? On Orrin Hatch's website, Mr. Chertoff successfully prosecuted a RICO murder case involving the third-ranking member of the Genovese La Cosa Nostra crime family for what? Trying to murder John Gotti. So he was covering up for John Gotti there and prosecuting John Gotti's competition.
Well,
he's also covered up for international banksters with Swiss bank accounts. I mean, this is a perfect case of rewarding a globalist Zionist stooge for all of his service and good work.
Well, I know that Mr. Chertoff certainly is a globalist, and I think the meaning of his last name is very fitting in Russian.
How do we end up with all these Russian guys in the head of Homeland Control Department is what we have to start asking ourselves.
Well, I mean, he's not as bad as the Silver Fox, the former head of the Stasi, being a consultant for Homeland Security, or General Primakov, or any of these people, whether it's Marcus Wolf or any of them. I mean, it's part of the new freedom, sir.
Well, to quote Chertoff, he says, 2 years into the war on terror, this was 2 years ago, it's time to move beyond the case-by-case development. They want sweeping police state changes to label us all terrorists, and you're exactly right. The prosecuting of homeschoolers, the prosecuting of freedom-loving Americans everywhere, and if we look at this inauguration, I'm glad you're covering this story about the crosses being banned at the inauguration, another perfect example of Chertoffian justice. But
well,
I have all this on jackblood.com, a ton of stories. I've been doing hours worth of research into this guy, and as soon as I heard his name, the bells all went off in my head, Alex.
No, I know. We've been looking at Chertoff for a long, long time. He's a real piece of work.
Well, carry on. Thanks.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Ian in New York, up there close to Lord Chertoff. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Alex. Really quick, I didn't tell you the last couple times I called, but I have a radio station on my college radio. And basically go after your show and say a bunch of things that you say and, you know, tell the news. But anyways, really quick about the Illuminati and we're at Bohemian Grove. You know where the Grateful Dead? I guess they played over there.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal reported that this last summer the Grateful Dead were there.
And I was surprised about this because I'm a Grateful Dead fan. And then they released the Grateful Dead movie, and they have the all-seeing eye on behind it. And then I look at other Grateful Dead stuff, and there's Illuminati like symbols all over that. And then I'm a fish fan, too, and I see, like, fish. They have small symbols, and at the concerts and large festivals, I see these MK Ultra and mind control projects going on there with acid. And, you know, if you have comment on this, it's like pulled over. And
sure you can. We'll be right back. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, we're going back to Ian and Chris and Charles and others here in just a few minutes. And then coming up, I'm going to have this clip off the History Channel about, oh, Benjamin Franklin did black masses. And Benjamin Franklin was in the Hellfire Club. Then I have the Times of London article here. Remains of 10 bodies at Ben Franklin's home. Workmen have dug up the remains of 10 bodies hidden beneath the former London home of Benjamin Franklin, the founding father of American independence. The remains of 4 adults and 6 children were discovered during the 1.9 million pound restoration of Franklin's home at 36 Craven Street, close to Trafalgar Square. Researchers believe that there should be more bodies buried beneath the basement kitchens. And later, yes, they did dig up more, dating back from when he lived in the home. Initial estimates are the bodies are more than 200 years old and were buried at the time Franklin was living in the house, which was his home from 1775 to 1762 and from 1764 to 1775. And then, of course, he moved back to London, of course, after the Revolutionary War and died there. Most of the bones show signs of having been dissected, sawn, or cut. One skull has been drilled in several holes. Paul Kampfman, the Westminster coroner, said yesterday, I cannot totally discount the possibility of a crime. There is still a possibility that I may have to hold an inquest. And some say, well, he could have been just dissecting bodies for medical purposes. And he was a devil worshiper on top of it, but, you know, they have rights too, and the angel of death flying free, as they say. Very, very interesting. Folks, I don't know how any of you out there listening would not get my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's the history of the secret society, the Skull and Bones arm, founded in 1972, presidents attending since 1900 with Mr. Taft, the Skull and Bones are being the first. I snuck in July of 2000 with a hidden camera. We got the footage of the ritual. It is an amazing film, 2 hours, 5 minutes long, $25.95. But if you get three or more of any of the titles, it drops down to $19.95. So on the three-tape special, that's an $18 discount on the three tapes. Why not get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove? Show it to your pastor or your rabbi and say, why are our so-called conservative leaders engaging in this Moloch worship? I say show it to your rabbi, too. Your rabbi will certainly know who Moloch is. It's all throughout the Old Testament and New Testament and the Talmud and other historical documents. Really, I mean, you need to have Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. You need to have 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, to find out what really happened on 9/11, or Masters of Terror. You need to have George Humphrey's film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. Eric Hufschmidt's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. You need to have these. These are the preeminent works on September 11th. And I'm offering a discount right now to get my two 9/11 films, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11 film, and Paul Watson's 320-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, for $59.95. That's a $53 discount on the 9/11 special. And then on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny by itself, if you buy one copy for $24.95, it's almost 3 hours long, each additional copy, as many as you want, are $5.95. We're still offering this special. So buy four or five copies of it and give it as a gift. Give it to friends and family. The globalist criminals are going to keep getting away with their crimes until we expose them. And the mainstream media is not going to do it. It's up to you to get the word out. Folks, here is the toll-free number to call and get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now. You can call and ask about the other specials we're offering, too. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to our safe, secure online shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order via the safe, secure shopping cart. Watch clips of the films, read about the different specials, and choose which films or which specials you want to take advantage of. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films, dozens of other great films, going up in the next day or two. If it's not already up there, my webmaster told me it was going up this morning. Muhammad Atta and the Venice Flying Circus, getting into the hijackers, a great film that we've been authorized to post by its author. The Dean Haglund interview is going up. The 9/11 emergency release, a film I just offered for 2 months while I was making Road to Tyranny. It was something quick I put together, but it's excellent. 2 hours long, that's going up. The only place you can watch it is at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, folks. A cup of coffee is a dollar on average. At Starbucks, it's more than that. So you get a whole week for the price of a cup of coffee and a whole month for the price of four cups of coffee. $5.95 a month, and if you get it for a year, it's even less per month. But monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv, please take action. And if you already have my videos, make copies of them. Get them out to people. Take action. It's having a big effect. All right, Ian in New York, then Chris Charles and others. Ian, you were bringing up how you were a Grateful Dead fan, and then you saw in the Wall Street Journal where they went to the Bohemian Grove in July of 2004. Or at least that's where I heard about them going. You mentioned it. Where did you learn of the Grateful Dead going to Bohemian Grove?
I heard about it in a letter that was written to Grateful Dead fans who write letters to Grateful Dead not to play at Bohemian Grove.
Really?
Yeah. It was a circulation letter. And then it looked at all the Illuminati symbols. They just released the Grateful Dead movie, and they have the great seeing eye that's on the back of the dollar, the back of their DVD that they just released. I'm like, hell, my friend, isn't this kind of weird? And then we look at everything else, Grateful Dead. There's a lot of symbols that it's Illuminati symbols that they have on their records.
Yeah, it's everywhere, sir. This is the religion of the elite. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Alex, you're right about Michael Chertoff, and so is Jack Blood. I urge everybody, it's time to act. Email the White House, say that they disapprove of this guy. Call the White House like I did. The phone number is 202-456-111 or 202-456-1414, or email or write the president and say that this man, once he's elected in Homeland Security, he has special powers. He doesn't abide by the citizens. He doesn't abide by the Congress or the Senate.
Well, if I was you, I wouldn't waste your time with the White House. I'd call Congress.
Well, that's next as soon as I get done talking to you, because this guy right here, good, he disowns the Constitution of the United States. And I'm telling you, people, look how the Patriot Act and other things have been unfolding.
And they admit he's one of the architects, along with Alberto Gonzalez.
Correct. And people, if this is one thing if you haven't done anything in your life, please do something. Write or call the White House. This guy is no good. And Mr. Chertoff, I'm telling you to your face, if you listen to the show, I disapprove of your nomination. I really don't care what you think of me, but I do not want you as a position of Homeland Security officially. Note that. Disapprove of this.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Chertoff is listening.
I'm sure he is, too.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, they are. Bye, Alex.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Chris. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
For 202-456.
Right, let's put him on hold. Let's put him on hold. He's got the radio turned up in the background. And again, I've been told it's been posted on Infowars.com. I watched the clip this morning of the History Channel blurb about the occult activities of Benjamin Franklin, and I'm told now that we do have that clip. Do you have that ready? Okay, let's go ahead and roll this. Listen carefully. This is History Channel throwing in your face what we talked about 9-10 years ago. Here it is.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
All right, now I want to play that clip again, but I have the Times of London here in front of me with them digging up the dead bodies from his home where he lived, and the bodies are from the time that he lived there. And again, we already knew that Benjamin Franklin was involved in this. Go ahead and play the clip again.
America was born in rebellion, and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
All right, so there you have it. Let's go back to Charles now. Charles in Louisiana, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I just want to ask your opinion. How long do you think we have till they really tighten up? Really tighten up?
I think you have until 666, and that will be the middle of next year.
666, the middle of next year.
You know what the middle of next year is, right?
What is that?
It's the sixth day of the sixth month of the sixth year.
You think that's when something's going to happen?
You know, I don't like to make predictions. I occasionally make them, and unfortunately, they've all come true. But I really, yeah, and again, I don't believe in this stuff, but the elite do.
Yes, I understand.
And again, on the morning of 9/11, there were all sorts of weird, you know, numerology going on. On the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York Lottery came up 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile 9/11.000. They had TV shows about the government's going to hijack jets and fly it into buildings. The World Trade Center for martial law, you know, 6 months before. They do this, and they're the Madrid bombings were 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11. So, yes, sir, I really think they're going to pull something big on 666.
It's next year.
Well, I mean, you're asking, some big stuff's obviously going to happen before then, but if I had to put a date on it, I think by 666 you're going to see something really big.
So, well, I just wanted to find out. You heard about in Louisiana, home of Louisiana, six or more Louisiana boys got killed in Bradley up here. You know, these boys in Iraq, I just don't know what to think of it anymore. It's just pathetic what they're putting our men through, you know. And the people's going to have to wake up. They're going to have all our boys shipped out, and then they're going to use foreign troops here. I really believe that's coming, Mr. Jones. I really believe it's coming.
Well, the top brass, scores of them have said in the last 5 years that if we're under attack by terrorists, we will use, quote, foreign assets to keep us safe. And they've been doing the drills all over the country.
Yes, sir.
And the troops that won't go along with it get shipped out of the nation. And no matter how crazy that sounds, that's really what they're gearing up to do.
Well, do you think the American people will resist? Do you think they will? Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, you see, it'll have to be a big enough disaster to where people just panic and lay down their rights. A nuke going off, smallpox. And the globalists say it's not a question of if but when, Charles.
Yes, sir.
What do you think of that Hellfire Club clip?
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But you could expect it. Anything you say about them, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you didn't think these people would be this gross, you know, but I guess the American people wanted, they're accepting all this. They didn't took Christ out of school, Christ out of the courtrooms. Look what's happening to us. People better wake up. I just don't know what else to do, Mr. Jones. I just don't know what else to do. I'm so tired. I know you're tired because I'm tired. I'm so tired, Mr. Jones. But I'll keep trying, you know. I'll keep trying, sir.
Well, I appreciate your call, my friend. Take care. I understand your frustration, but it's always darkest before the dawn. Here's an article. Inauguration controversy widens. Crosses will be banned from this month's inaugural parade in Washington, D.C. January 20th presidential inauguration is causing controversy, and religion is at the heart of the strife. Not only is the phrase "under God and the president's oath" under attack from an atheist who has filed suit to stop any papers from being said during the ceremony, now crosses have been banned from the inauguration parade. Critics are calling it religious discrimination and censorship. And it goes on and on. Any group getting a permit to be part of the roads leading into it, on the sidewalk, or in the parade itself. No crosses. And no crates, coffins, cages, or statues. See, I've heard the neocons on air going, I'm glad they're banning protest to Bush. I'm glad they're not giving them permits. I'm glad they're not letting them, you know, have the cardboard coffins to symbolize our dead troops. They're a bunch of traitors. But see, you take their right away, now you've lost your right to have a cross. You see, you ban anything, then it's all banned. Why were crosses singled out over any other religious symbol? The Star of David, Islamic symbols, Pastor Mahoney said. This is offensive. It is, my view, religious bigotry. Here's another one. This is out of the Associated Press. Bible removed from Houston monument. A Bible was removed from a monument outside a downtown courthouse Monday while local officials appeal a federal judge's ruling that the display is unconstitutional. And again, the Attorney General of Alabama, who blocked Judge Roy Moore, has been rewarded by Bush with a high-level federal judgeship. And here's another one, talking about the Christians facing 47 years in prison for praying. It says, the effort to silence Christians, we will shut you up, she muttered under her breath. Excuse me, I replied. Did you say something to me? She glared as she answered, one day we will absolutely shut you right-wing Christians up. The exchange took place approximately 4 years ago. It occurred following a debate over the promotion of homosexuality in a public education held at Portland, Oregon High School. And the article goes on, currently 5 of 11 Christians are being charged 4 years later with 7 crimes. If convicted, they face 47 years in prison. It should also be noted that one of the 5 is a 17-year-old girl. This happened in Philadelphia. We talked about it a few weeks ago. So now they're getting what they want. And they say that praying on the sidewalk in a designated protest area, saying that homosexuality is wrong, is a hate crime, and they face 47 years in prison. And they're going to ban anti-war protest. They're going to ban Second Amendment protest. They're going to, no matter what group you're in or what side you're on, the left is all for silencing the right. The right is all for silencing the left. The globalists run both groups. You've lost your free speech. Unless we stand up and say no. Even if you don't like what somebody's saying, you should fight to the death to defend that right. More calls, more news, straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Engaged in black masses. They dug up dead children in his house. But he's good. The report goes on to say he's good. These are really the good people. They made deals with hell. In fact, I want to play that clip one more time and we'll go to your calls. This is the History Channel flaunting in your face what we already knew. The question is, why is it all coming out now? Why is it all being admitted? Go ahead and hit it.
America was born in rebellion,
and a few of its greatest icons made alliances with the host of hell. In the late 1700s, a group of Englishmen formed the first Hellfire Club, a fraternity dedicated to drinking, sex, and at times, ridiculing Christianity and mocking its sacred rituals. Members met at ruined monasteries to revel in black masses and drunken orgies. An occasional participant was the American ambassador to Great Britain, Benjamin Franklin.
An occasional participant? All right. We'll go ahead and cut that clip now. All right. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Fred in Connecticut up there by Skull and Bones Country, where they do the exact same things today, part of the Christian conservatism. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, Mr. Jones. I've got a question for you. Every day I hear about the reports coming in of our troops in Iraq and so many getting killed. And I made an observation about this, and I'm wondering, how come none of our troops are ever shot, ever killed by gunfire? Everybody's killed by an RPG or roadside bomb. Are they trying to say that the Iraqis can't shoot? I can't imagine 1,300 of our people being killed, and it's appalling, and nobody's being shot.
Well, some of them have been shot. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but you're right to say most of it is rocket-propelled grenades and improvised munitions.
Nobody's ever shot. They never say, oh, they were shot and killed.
Actually, quite a few were shot, but it is the minority. I've talked to family that's been over there, talked to others. The Arabs predominantly are not known for their marksmanship, and that, of course, is a stereotype, but it's true. They're known for just wildly spraying in the general direction. In fact, the troops are always saying, thank God they can't shoot straight. But some of them can shoot quite well, but they can't shoot like an Alabama farm boy or a Texas farm boy.
Uh-huh.
Plus, usually they're in light armor. And so it takes, and they're also wearing body armor. A lot of them get shot in the helmets, shot in the chest plates of their level 3 body armor.
Okay, but I thought this was kind of strange.
Plus, you don't usually hear about, they don't give you details of injuries. People are getting shot. It's just this is the highest level of people surviving this war because of advanced medical treatments and high-tech body armor. People are being shot. They're just not dying a lot from it.
Okay, we could solve all of this stuff if they'd bring them all home, let the Iraqis fend for themselves.
But we have to liberate them, sir.
We have to liberate
them. Our government put Saddam in. He was bad. Our government told him to invade all these countries. So we have to get him out of there and put the Baathists back in to start the whole thing over again.
Why are we shoving democracy down their throats? Maybe they don't want it. They've lived under their tribal laws for centuries, and now all of a sudden they have to have democracy?
Well, it's not even democracy. I mean, no one's running against Alawi. And then when it came out that no one's running against him because they're afraid to be killed, they said, well, people are really running, but it's going to be a secret election. You won't know who the candidates are until election day.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the call. I mean, it's just incredible, folks. Our government, those that own our government, our puppet government, installed 300-plus regional leaders, a year and a half ago. And now they're going to have the election coming up here in about 20 days. 19 days, and it's a joke. It's a total joke. The place has descended into hellfire. I guess a place Benjamin Franklin would like. Benjamin Franklin, British traitor, inside agent. Thought you might want to know that. We'll be right back. Another Benedict Arnold. Hello.